Blog Talk Radio.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy, created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 718-766-4314. Once again, 718-766-4314. And now, for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
What's up? So I have a bone to pick with Blog Talk Radio. So, I just got on. It is 8:31 Pacific Standard Time. My computer shows 8:27 p.m. It's retarded on its own. Blog Talk says I have 24 more minutes. It started counting me down about 8:26. How? Why? Why did you start counting me down? So now I have less time to do the show? Bullshit! I'm going to do a 30-minute show. Jeez, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. I got some shit to talk about today. It's Friday. It's not my President's Day show. He's not my president. Not my president. He's not my president. Hashtag. So yesterday, or was it today? No, it was today. I saw a lady, white lady, blonde, white, driving a Volkswagen Jetta wagon, black, with a, looked like somebody really fucked the tailgate up pretty good, the rear hatch. Like, ran into it with like a spear or something. Somebody had some sort of battering ram on the front of their car, and they just, and she's like continuing to drive it like that because she can't afford to fix it. She's got a handmade sign back of her window that says, "Not my president." I got news for you, Blondie. Are you a resident of the United States legally? Then he is your president. Sorry to say, and that's what hurts. The social justice warriors, we're going to get right into it. I'm doing hand gestures. If you can picture what I'm doing, I'm like mix mastering, scratching, mix master fresh. Well, I took it back to the 80s with that one. So, social justice warriors. What are social justice warriors? Social justice warriors are white people who are trying to get rid of other white people, destroying white businesses because they're white. So they don't like white people. They want everyone else to prosper, but white people. They hate white people. They want to change white people. And that's the thing that's going on now. I guess it's picking up steam because we have a new president, and the president is white. You know, our last president was half white. President before him, white. President before him, white. President before him, white. President before him, white. White, white. So I'm just like going off. White this, white that. Oh, now my computer says 8:30. You suck. Anyway, social justice warriors. There's a big brouhaha. Trump just had it. I didn't even watch it. I don't have TV anymore. I got rid of that bullshit. I'm saving money. So I don't have TV. I don't have live TV anymore. I don't have anything. I mean, I have entertainment. I just don't have live TV. I don't have, you know, cut that shit off. I don't want any of it. I have internet, and I unfortunately see stories on my Facebook timeline. I'm like, you know what? I got to get rid of Facebook. Because Facebook's bullshit, too. However, you know, my family and friends are on it, you know, and I kind of see what they're doing. So Donald Trump had a press conference by himself, and he ripped into the media. And the media was like, so, you know, he got all parenty on them, and then they started crying, and everybody's like, yeah, bad man, he hurt my pee wings. So they're saying he was unhinged and all this other good stuff. And, you know, when a peaceful protest, I'm doing the finger things in the air, peaceful protest goes awry and people start smashing shit and bashing shit and throwing shit and attacking people, and it's okay. Nobody mentions that, nah, I don't know, these people just can't control themselves. They go out there, and like, for example, when a sports team wins a championship and you get all these idiots that want to trash everything, they just can't control themselves. Why? They aren't human. They can't control their human humanality, if you want to call it that. I know that's not a word, but they can't control themselves. So they want to bash all the people for smashing shit because a sports team won, but they don't want to bash the people for smashing shit when a president wins, when they don't get their way. That's like a let's take it to the bare bones. When a baby just doesn't, you know, the baby's just sitting there, and you say no, and it throws a tantrum, and it throws this bottle, and it throws some bullshit, and you're just like, no! Or you spank the hell out of it. Well, not the hell. You know, you spank it, and you're just like, no, I said no, you little fuck! Or you're like, now. Let's see. There's two prime examples of how to deal with children. You either swat that ass, and you're like, look, I'm in charge here, you little fuck. I'm going to say some big words to you that you're not going to understand right now, but you get my tone, don't you? You're looking at me and you're crying, but you're scared too. Yeah, I'm your parent. I'm boss. I run this shit. I feed you. You're going to listen to me until you're 18, then you get the fuck out. Or, no, we don't hit our kids. We don't teach them violence. No, it's not violence, you dipstick. It's teaching your kids right from wrong. It's teaching your kids to listen to you. It's teaching your kids respect. I'd better listen to my parents because they feed me, they clothe me, and if I fuck up, they're going to whoop my ass. Or, fuck my parents. They're going to feed me anyway. They're going to do shit. I hear that. You hear that all the time. I was just across the street from a school today doing a job that, you know, I work. I heard a kid say, something, something, motherfucker. Like, yeah, you know, come on, really? Like, really, kid? Really? Social justice warriors. Robert De Niro is the biggest social justice warrior that there is. How many more minutes do I got in this? Bitch! He's all, I'm going to punch you in the face. I want to beat you up. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to punch you. You're a bastard. You're a bullshit artist. You know, you're a bad guy, and I'm going to do all these things to you. Robert De Niro, if you even try to attempt to make a fist, you're going to have a heart attack. Calm your fucking old ass down. Better yet, do like Adele did. Apologize for winning all those awards and give them back to someone. Fuck it. Give them back. Give them all to Beyonce. You know, I won these for Best Actor and Taxi Driver, but you can have it because you were there. You know, you were being thought of, I'm sure. Asshole, Taxi Driver. Do you remember that movie? Remember that movie? It was like, oh, you scumbags. I'm going to kill all you. I'm going to buy guns, and I'm going to shave my fucking head, and I'm going to wear army fatigues, and I'm going to rescue a girl, and I'm going to shoot. Right now, he's regretting it, though. He's like, you know, I shouldn't have done that movie. It's just, you know, it's just awful. It's awful. I feel so bad. I'm going to give my awards to Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah, white guilt. You know, this is what I want to say about it.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Social Justice Warrior Hotline. To continue in English, press 1. Para Español, marque 2.
Jungle comes on pour la presse française pour le sahafat aliabiat rabatu orpe igpe atin lay espre ive. You have chosen English. Good call, main menu. If you were offended by anything that President Donald Trump said, press 1. If you think all conservatives are racist, sexist, bigoted homophobes, press 2. If you're a vegan and someone was eating meat in front of you, press 3. If you do not want to be identified as male nor female, press 4. If a police officer detained you and you believed you'd done nothing wrong, press 5. If somebody broke your SJW smartphone, press 6. If somebody doesn't agree with you, press 7. If you were assaulted by a logical thinker, press 8. If you're offended by all humanity, press 9. Please stay on the line, and one of our consultants will be on the line shortly to comfort you. Due to the high volume of calls, your estimated wait time may be longer than normal. So while you're on hold, please enjoy our on-hold music. Your call is very important to us. Please remain on hold, and the next available consultant will be on the line to coddle you shortly. Your estimated wait time is longer than normal. You are caller 194. Your estimated wait time is 19 hours and 3 minutes. From now, if you choose not to be on hold, you can always visit our website at www.wussysnowflake.com. That's www.wussysnowflake.com.
That's me laughing and pointing fingers. That is so great. The Wussy Snowflake Hotline. Speaking of wussy snowflakes, Freddie Mercury, you know, we all know him. He was the singer for Queen. Appropriate name. I never knew he was, you know, he was gay. I mean, what's wrong with being gay? There's nothing wrong with being gay. I mean, he can be gay. I don't care. Be gay. Be gay. So what? And they sang a song called Fat Bottomed Girls. I want to know what that conversation was like before they recorded that. You know, oh, I'm not going to sing this one. This is about fat bottomed girls. I'd rather have big dick boys. Just sing the bloody song. Just sing it. It's going to be a hit. You know it's going to be a hit, Freddie. I don't care. I want to sing about my boyfriend. I want to sing about my boyfriend and his butt. Can I sing about his butt? Freddie, just sing the bloody song the way we've written it, okay? It's going to be a hit. America is going bananas for British rock and roll. All you have to do is sing the bloody song. So I will sing the fat bottom girl. Oh, bloody hell, you vomited all over the microphone. Freddie, look, can you just not put your homosexual tendencies in this song for now, please? Just sing the play song. Okay, fat bottom girl. It's gross. I don't know if I could sing it. Or maybe it just wasn't known at the time. Maybe he just likes, he's like, fuck it. I do like fat bottom girls. I like big fat bottom girls. And then he was like, yeah, no, I don't. Not anymore. They smell like tuna. I like men's ass. I like balls. Balls and men's ass. Peep, peep, telly ho. Ho, ho, ho. Blimey, look at them balls. I can crack myself up.
Can you just imagine him with, no, Watson, look at this big old boner. Look at this big sack of balls underneath it. It's just nice and heavy. I think I'm going to...
Sorry. Speaking of ass, did you ever... What? What? Can you... Okay, men, listen up. How can you wash your ass without spreading your cheeks? Can you? Can you wash your ass without spreading your cheeks? The answer is no. Now, I've been blessed with a bit of an ass. I'm not like this big ass, but, you know, it's not flat pancake either. It's, you know, bulbous. And I do squats and shit like that. So what I want to know is, do you, like, stand there and, like, arch your back and then, like, when you're in the shower and just, like, oh, yeah. Or do you, like, lift your leg and you got to, like, oh, yeah. Because I'm telling you, you go to prison, you're doing neither of those movements to wash your anal. Yes. Your anus. Anus. Your anus. You're neither. I'm doing nothing of that sort. I'm not giving anybody a show. I'm not spreading nothing. God forbid I ever go to prison. I'm a good boy. I don't want to go there. But just imagine, just put yourself in that situation. How do you wash the holiest of holies, the most glorified and sought after body part in prison, that golden anus, that higher than high, the holiest of holy, the everybody goes to prison for what? Booty. I don't go to prison for, you know, I mean, that's the bottom line. Well, I'm going to prison. Might as well. Well, you know, I'm going to try to get some ass. Because they got nothing else better to do. No, I don't want to earn a degree. I don't want to find God. I just, you know, want to get some ass. And they'll do anything to get it. I mean, you got to get buff to fight off the ass guys. You know, the guys that want your ass. And then they get big so they can take care of the, you know, they can, like, handle the guy that's fighting off the guys that want the ass. So there's, like, this big scrum, you know, of guys going for ass. Not, you know, for, like, rugby, but a big scrum of guys going for one piece of butt, like the anus. Like, God, you know, don't you want cigarettes? Can't you guys fight over cigarettes or a phone or a pencil? You got to fight over an anus? Use your hand. It's free. It's right there. It won't reject you. It won't fight. That's the thing. Your hand will not fight you. It'll be like, yes, anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready, your hand will be like, ah, what? You want it tight? You want it loose? What do you want? You want two? What, you want some spit? You want left or right tonight? You got two. You got two choices. You don't have to get out of your bunk. You'll be inside. You know what? I'm right on my back. I might as well just go. You don't have to lift weights for 5 years to get all buffed and, you know, just on your upper body. Your legs are built like sticks. Just so you can take down the guy's ass. You don't need to do that, guys. What? It's just... I'm disgusting some people. That's me more time than I got. 8:48. But that's the thing. I'm not washing my ass. I'm sorry. Nothing's getting spread. Nothing's getting washed down there. I'm going to be like, look, you want it? You remember last week's meatloaf in the chow? Guess what? It's down there and it's dry. Good luck getting through it. Good luck. Go for it. Go ahead. Just like flies and crumbs just coming out. Do you think they'd want it then? No. I'm all washing shit. I may be itching though like crazy. Like, God dang. I ain't washing a thing. Let's get off the ass. Let's get into some freaky sex, huh? 50 Shades Darker, a movie that just came out. The sequel to Shades Gray. I forgot the name of the first one. I don't care. That's why. If I forget something, I kind of, well, no, I do care. But this one, I don't care. 50 Shades Darker. 50 Shades of Grey was the first one. This is 50 Shades Darker. What's darker than gray? Black. So it made $47 million its first weekend. I need to do my research better. 47 million. 47. Not 4 million, not 7 million, 47 million. So, and you know it wasn't a bunch of guys going to see that movie. No, it's not like, hey, bro, you want to go see 50 Shades Darker? Yeah, man, let's go. Let's go do Buffalo Wild Wings and go see 50 Shades Darker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because football's off, you know, so we got to go see. No, I guarantee you that $47 million came from whom? Women. Who were whom? Offended by that Trump said, grab it by the pussy. $47 million from women who claim, well, not all women. Some are just like, yeah, he can grab me with his old 70-year-old ass. I'm just saying, $47 million? Like, $47 million, 47 million. And I'm wondering how offended they were that this chick was getting her ass beat again. She was getting stomped, curb stomped in the first one. Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I'm just, it's a movie. I'm just being graphic. Don't take it seriously. I'm just, this is for entertainment. Oh, baby, you mean? He's an asshole. He likes to beat stuff up. No. I'm just giving you a picture. I got a call waiting. I don't know who it is. Get in the chat so I know who it is, and I'm not just picking up some random line from the police department. You know, you're going to have to shut your chat line down there, Mr. Comedian Billy Bo, because you're saying some awful things that are hurting people's feelings. We'll find out. So let me see what else I got on the agenda. I don't have anything else, and I still got 8 minutes to do this. I don't know who it is. I'm sorry. You get in the chat or send me a text or something if you know who. But I think I know who it is. I mean, it's local. Get in the chat. Got 8 minutes. Oh, let me see. Yeah, 852. So let me go into my – what else was I talking about? Let's go into episode info. I'm just kind of rambling. So, yeah, talking at the side of your neck. So can you imagine if I had a mouth on the side of my neck, like talking out of the side of your neck? Well, technically I have one mouth, but, you know, since you want to picture me with, like, a mouth on the side of my neck, well – what's that mouth going to say? Oh, you know, I'm going to be there on time. Ah, fuck that shit. I'm going to be late. Oh, that's just my neck talking. That's not me. I don't really. No, that's really him talking. I'm going to ruin it for him. Fuck you. Look, it sounds like he smokes anyway. I don't smoke. Yes, he does. Check a CD. Talking on the side of your neck. I just, whenever I hear these phrases and these terms, I just kind of like picture it. Like for example, ventriloquists. Ventriloquists. They jam their hand up a cloth thing and suddenly they're two people. Wow. I mean, you know what? Hey, they can get away with all kinds of stuff. That wasn't me. It was the puppet. Jeff Dunham, he just loves putting his hands up puppets, and then he's like, suddenly he's like, oh, it's not me, it's the puppet. Are you fucking insane? It's you, dick. It is you. You got your hand up the anus of a puppet.
Oh, look at this one here. You die.
Go die, or whatever the fuck he says. Die! I bomb you! I kill you! There it is. I kill you. Jeff Dunham, you need to admit yourself because you're fucking whack. Something's wrong with you. I kill you! No, you ain't killing shit. You're getting cuffs put on, you crazy ass. Put that damn piece of cloth back in its box. You know me? I'd just get like a dirty sock, a dirty one, a dirty, like, olive green, like, dress sock with holes in it and paste, like, two buttons on it, like, gray and, you know, gray and navy blue buttons for eyes. And I'd just be, ah, I'm the puppet, ah. I wouldn't even try to mask it by not lowering my mouth like this. Because you can't understand them when they're doing that. Oh, Mr. Puppet, did you have a good day? Oh, yeah, I can understand you. Audience, can you understand them? Fuck no. Move your mouth. We know it's you. So you know what I would do? I'd just, hi, Puppet, how are you? Oh, I'm having a good day today. Look at me. I've got holes. And I'm olive green. What the fuck do you think? He would just be like the gnarliest, stinkiest puppet. Just like nothing. I'm still trying to figure out who the caller is waiting. Come on, get in the chat. If you don't get in the chat, I don't know who you are. Send me a text if you know. Is this Drew? I don't know if it's Drew or not. Let me see. Let me put the number in my phone. 51, yeah. I don't think so. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know who this is. I have no idea who this number is. I want to answer it, but I don't want to be like, yes, sir. We're gonna talk to you, and we're gonna talk, and we're gonna say some things, and then we're gonna. I dare you! That's what I'd be. It'd be a disgusting puppet, the most disgusting thing. It would smell like feet, and I would have, like, vomit around its mouth, maybe a couple of boogers, maybe, like, a salsa stain or something, you know, a burn mark from a cigarette, a Band-Aid. You know, he'd be, like, the raunchiest puppet. Like, ugh! How do you put that fucking thing on your hand? Like, easy. I just had him up my ass. Now he's on my hand. He smells like poo, too. You want to get close to him? Yeah, give me a kiss. Ah! He would be like the most, I see what this guy does at home with me. Yeah. I'm not going to even go there because I don't want to, like, gross out my all two listeners. But anyway, I'm laughing at myself. Do starving kids in Africa really, you know what, not just in Africa, around the world. Around South America, you know, Central America, all that, all the continents. Do the kids around the world really give a good holy shit if you've washed your hands or not before serving them some stale rice? Do you think, and I put steak rice in there. I can't spell for shit. Really? Do you think they're going to go, thank you, Mr. Iowa, you're so lovely. Wait a minute. Did you wash your hands? This is disgusting. I see a pubie in my rice. You not wash your hand. You go wash your hand in this stream of shit. You come back, serve me some new rice, and we eat. Yeah. You've got a hole in the ground. That's the well. I'm going to wash my hand in that shit. I'm going to spit on my hands, and then I'm going to serve you your rice again, and you're going to like it. I don't think they care. I really don't think they care. I'm sorry, caller. I don't recognize this number. I'm going to have to get you next time because I have 60 seconds left. Thanks.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time for another episode. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Till next time, boys and girls, please lighten up. Thank you.